I think I may have to apologize on behalf of Quakers to part of the tribes there in Alaska. There is one tribe which is largely identified as Quaker. As a matter of fact, Alaska has the highest percentage of the population which is Quaker of all of the states. One might have expected it was Pennsylvania where Quakers were, Philadelphia founded and all that kind of thing. But there's a village, maybe it's pronounced Kotzebue or.
Oh, Kotzebue. Kotzebue. Yeah. No, lots of Quakers in Kotzebue. Yeah.
That is? Okay. They came from a strain of Quakers, which all Quakers originally would not dance and would not sing because that would be programming of actions. I've been a Quaker for 40 years, and the Quakers I know are all the dancingest and singingest of people. But this other strain of Quakers, which are the missionaries who went to Alaska, they took with them the evangelical Christian prejudice against dancing. So, do you know if that actually affected the tribes there? I don't know if you have that much insight into each and all of the tribes.
I do know that the Quakers you mentioned up north, I think that tradition did very negatively impact them, as was true for many of the missionaries in many of the other communities who would bring in their ideas and impose them from the outside on the tribes. And one of the great losses for many of the tribes was the loss of their traditional dancing, that for any number of reasons, missionaries often opposed many of the traditions and customs that had been in place forever. And when the great TB epidemics came through Alaska at the turn of the century, the last century, and a couple other places, the devastation in our indigenous communities was so vast that many of the missionary groups were able to, in essence, convince them that their previous traditions were of the devil and that they really needed to adopt the newer ways to save their communities. And in that process, many of those traditions were lost, but they are also being reclaimed. Very passionately by many Native folks today, so we're on the upswing.